You are listening to the Peer Advantage Podcast, helping you leverage the power of others. It's episode 302 for Monday, July the 29th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Greetings and welcome. Hypotheticals to help us improve our business realities. A group of business owners is gathered. They are from different industries and different markets, but they're all safe. They feel safe with one another because they share a common existence. They are all business owners, each well acquainted with the strains, the struggles, the joys of running their own enterprise. They are, in a word, operators. Now, this isn't some good old boys network. Well, truth is, almost half of them are women, so they're not boys at all. It doesn't matter, though, because each of them is respected by every member of the group. And not just for their similarities of being business owners, but for their differences. The discussion is almost always focused on the trifecta of business building: getting new customers, serving existing customers better, and not going crazy in the process. Today's discussion in the group, it's based on a question that is posed by one member, the owner of a remodeling company. She's got a hypothetical question to ask the group. Well, it's hypothetical for her. After telling the group how she's feeling bogged down in too many details, unable to give much consideration to a bigger picture or look a bit more longer term in her company as she would like, she's wondering, and she says this: should I hire a COO, somebody to help lighten the load, able to take the company to a new level of operational efficiencies? She tells the group that she's not taking any actions yet. She's just wondering, she's just thinking aloud, if this is something that maybe she should consider more seriously. She's never had a COO before. Her right-hand person is more of a supervisor of projects, as she describes him. He's a talented project manager, and he's proven that he's skillful at overseeing a variety of projects, and so she has just historically morphed into leaning more and more on him for that. She's feeling the need to create a more formal organization to bridge the gap between some of her duties and some of his supervisor duties. And so here she is thinking aloud with the group, a group of her peers, about what her best course of action might be. For the next 40 minutes, the group, they lean into the conversation and they begin to ask her specific questions. They're drilling down into areas to help her figure this out. Nobody's telling her what to do. Fact is, at this point, nobody is even making suggestions. They're just working hard to understand and to help her better understand what she may need. And what's led her to ask this hypothetical question? Some of the questions are easy. She can just rattle off the answer very quickly off the top of her head. Others, you can tell. She looks around the room and puts her hands together, and it's obvious that these are more difficult questions. And it's not because they're confrontational, because they're not. It's because she hasn't thought about them before. These questions have not been posed to her before. And she has to think carefully about them right here in real time. Here's what brings depth to the conversation. She trusts everybody in the room, and they trust her too. Everybody is here to grow their business, to grow their leadership, to grow their lives. They are not here to hold hands and sing kumbaya. They are here to serve one another and to make this group the most effective, powerful business building endeavor possible. Well, by the time the discussion moves to possible suggestions, the time when her peers can respectfully suggest that she consider one course of action or another, by this time, she's thinking of a number of critical things that she hadn't thought about earlier. The group has given her three different suggestions. They have shared their own experiences inside their own companies and even prior companies that they once owned. More discussion narrows the suggestions down to two, and that's her decision. And the group supports her because she decides she's going to kick one of those suggestions to the curb, and she gives legitimate reasons, and hey, it's her call. What will she do? She'll do what she wants to do, and the group is going to support her. And they'll all tell you the same thing. They don't want anybody telling them what to do. They certainly don't want to tell her what to do. That's why they're business owners. Each will declare that they are happily unemployable, And for the final few minutes, there's a discussion to help her figure out the big, big question. What's next? What's next? She tells the group what she would like to do next. In fact, she commits to about two critical steps to take toward her goal of building in more bandwidth so she can concentrate more on the longer-term vision of the company. That's what she was after. She even commits to a faster time frame that honestly surprised a few members of the group. All the while, there are three other members of the group who are thinking through the same thing for themselves. And every single member of the group is making an application to their own lives and their own situations. This happens in internal groups, too. A city government has seven directors. Each of them report to the city manager. Their responsibilities are very diverse, from a police chief to a director of economic development. What do they have in common? Well, quite a lot, actually. They all work for the same city. They all work for the same city manager. They all regularly perform work that impacts another department, maybe more. I mean, for instance, when the Department of Public Works needs to do some drainage improvement, well, the police department needs to be involved in traffic control. The problem? It's easy for each department to silo up and declare, well, that's not my job. And by putting them in a room together to have peer-led discussions, they are able to more clearly see how their work impacts others and how they can improve collaboration to improve everybody's performance. And no, the city manager ain't in the room. And no, the assistant city managers aren't in the room. In one meeting, a director poses a hypothetical. Have any of you thought about changing the role of your deputy directors? My deputies have separate responsibilities and duties based on our traditional hierarchical management. And I'm wondering if there might be a better way. And I'd like your thoughts. What follows is a high energy, creativity fueled conversation. Most of the directors have two deputy directors. Now, some just have one. Well, those with one, they work very differently than those with two, and their insights prove helpful. And so the discussion deepens. The group considers how changing the role of a deputy director might better serve their departments, the city, and the deputies. I mean, they want to elevate engagement. They want to elevate employee retention. You know what? They are even forced to face how they may feel threatened emotionally, professionally, by having stronger deputies. By the end of the hour, all seven directors confess that it's been one of the most profitable meetings they've ever had, all because a hypothetical situation got tossed out onto the table. Sometimes when we think the unthinkable, we're able to reach new heights of achievement. If I'm unable or unwilling to bring up a topic, I'm benefited by your courage to do so. And that's why we surround ourselves with multiple peers. When I lack courage, others may bring it. When I lack anything, somebody else is going to supply it. And when they lack it, I can bring it. It's the power of the room. It's the power of our collective ability to serve ourselves by serving each other. There you have it. Episode 302 of the Peer Advantage Podcast, brought to you by the Peer Advantage. If such an experience sounds interesting to you and you are the owner of a small business in the United States and you are interested in a virtual, online, super convenient group like you've heard me describe in this episode, please visit thepeeradvantage.com. Just click that apply button. You can read all the fine print if you care to. Well, there really isn't any fine print. It's all spelled out and it's quite plain and quite straightforward. But click the Apply Now button. What that'll do is provoke you and me to get on the phone together, and we'll discuss this to see if this is a good opportunity for both of us. ThePeerAdvantage.com. Be well, do good, grow great. The podcast website can be found at growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Now let's go make it a great week.